Chad, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Veronica.
Nice to meet you, Veronica.
So, off-season, I know last year, you proposed, correct, to your girlfriend?
Yes.
Have you guys set a date yet?
Yeah, it's early December of this upcoming year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's like the first weekend, I think.
Right.
Oh, going to be competing weddings against Hunter Pence.
Oh, is that when it is?
Yeah, he just got engaged, too. Well, not the same time, necessarily, but I feel like those are two big events happening around the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know when his wedding is, so I haven't gotten that info, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it wraps up with another 16 World Series championships. Like, we'll never know, but how's your back been?
Good. I got cleared middle of December-ish, and I've been full go, full off-season workouts ever since then. I've been being part of the off-season, October, November, it was pretty much all rehab and like light workouts, kind of staying in shape. And then I went out to Arizona, got my tests done. The back, everything is healed up. And after that, it became a normal off-season for me. And now I'm 100% feeling normal. Swing feels good, ground balls, running. All my baseball activities feels normal, feels great. So after the first couple months, it's been a really good offseason.
They always say that sometimes the rehab, physical therapy, is worse than the actual injury. Do you feel like that was the case? Was it difficult?
I've never done so much core work in my life, but I've got to do my core. It feels really strong because, I mean, to protect the back and strengthen everything, all those little muscles in there, it was tough. So no, I'm happy I'm done with my rehab.
What was the toughest, I guess, physical activity for your back that flared up? Was it swinging? Was it diving for the ball? What kind of really aggravated
you? It was a lot of things. It was anytime I ran, the pounding of my foot into the ground, that really lit it up. Diving, any type of hyperextension. So there was a bunch of stuff, basically everything baseball related, but
Yeah,
anytime the foot went to the ground, just flared up. But I'm good to go. So I'm happy to be good and ready, honestly, to get back out onto the field now and just show I'm healthy. I'm good to go.
Yeah, your double play combo, he seems to just be gaining more power every year. I know a few years behind him, but what do you think your forecast is? I know you're not a power hitter. Was it 9 yet or something like that last year?
I hit 8 in 100 games.
800 games.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've never really tried to say how many home runs I'm going to hit, but
no, I get that. But yeah. Anything training-wise, because of your back, you're working on so much core that
yeah, it's been a lot of
anything in your swing.
A lot of core work, a lot of glute work, a lot of hip work. So, I mean, I'm not gonna. It's hard to tell because I haven't gotten outside yet. I mean, I've been out in Arizona for a week, so it's hard to really tell. But my swing feels strong. I mean, every offseason you feel strong because you've been training hard. But no, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I'm not going to be hitting the ball 30 feet further, I don't think. But I just think the amount of core work I've done and just really from legs into the core is definitely going to help quicken the swing up a little bit. We'll see where it takes me. I mean, it's always going to be those line drives that I'll take off. That's what I'm hoping for.
What are you most looking forward to for the 2016 season?
Most looking forward to? Honestly, opening day. That's because you train all off season for it, and you just want that day to come. It's always a good day. So, and then obviously, once opening day comes, you're always looking forward to the next game. So it's also too going back to New York. So there's a couple things for me that I'm kind of looking forward to. Playing the Yankees. I grew up a Yankees fan, so that's gonna be a fun weekend for me.
Crush the Yankees for me.
Oh, do my best.
Rip Red Sox fan. So
okay. Well, I'll make sure to do some good work against the Red Sox too. So
okay, fair enough.
Joe, the first couple weeks of spring training.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.